Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Last week we heard some of Margaret Rowan Kelly's adventures in life. And as part of her story, she was reflecting on her brush with breast cancer. And as she went on the medical merry-go-round, her fear almost got the better of her. But instead of giving in to that dark hole, she faced up to the possibility of death and decided that if that was the worst thing that could happen, she could deal with that. And that moment has turned out to be one of the most momentous and liberating in her life's journey. As the old saying goes, there are only two certainties in life, death and taxes. So how do we face death? As a Christian, I believe in eternal life with God, so death is the end of life as we know it here, but it carries great promise. My guest today has recently been given the death sentence. Her cancer is not operable, and treatment provides pain relief, but little more. How does she face the final journey here on earth? Stay with us here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey to find out. I'd like to welcome Pauline Antrobus to Women of Hope. It's wonderful to have you, Pauline.
Thank you.
Now, Pauline, you are actually going through some pretty tough times at the moment.
Yes, I expect so. I'm like a lot of people who have bowel cancer, and I've just been diagnosed that it's in my liver. And so the prognosis for a long life is meagre, to say the least.
How do you live with that?
I keep thinking about my destination. I know that's a holy thing to think, but I love God, and I do like my destination very much, and I have this incredible sense of humour, and I think God's got one too. I just find humour everywhere. My family and I, we have, particularly my daughter who's looking after us. Years ago there's a program called Lost Horizon, and there's a song in that, The Things That I Will Not Miss. And oft times she'll sing, The Things That I Will Not Miss is your nagging. And I'll say, The Things That I Won't Miss Either is having to wipe up after you and stuff like that. So we treat my end as great. Something that I think about a lot, and I'm not unhappy about it. I believe that I will go in God's good time, and not a minute before and not a minute after.
I think there are sometimes advantages and disadvantages in both the situations. I mean, we know we're all going to die. That's inevitable. I suppose you have the advantage that you can prepare a little bit.
Yes, I've got time to clean up the house, time to pack away stuff, time to say the things that other people don't have the time. I was on my way over to the doctor's one day, and I knew that the prognosis was not going to be good. And I said to a friend of mine, I said, you know, what am I going to change if he's going to tell me today that I have very little time to live? And I thought, I'm not going to change anything because I've said all that I need to say. I've never been one who waits. To say to my family that I love them, or to say that to my friends, you know, you've been a great asset to me. I've always kept close accounts in those sort of areas. The only thing that I've got time to do is to make my house so that my family aren't going to have a great bigger trauma or bonfire to burn my paper.
So you've got your finances in order?
Yes.
What about your funeral?
I've written it, and I've written my own eulogy. I've done that.
What do people say about you?
Yes. Well, I don't know what they say about me.
Well, they're going to have to say it if you've written your eulogy.
Yes, well, I've written what they should say. I want to give God honour in it. I want a funny story told. I love jokes.
So you want it to be a celebration rather than a mourning?
Oh, it'll be that, all right. One of the hymns that I've chosen, I keep telling people I've got to die soon because it's in the old Methodist hymn book, number 322, Sinners Jesus Will Receive. And I tell people, you know, I'll have to hurry up and die because very few people are alive now who know that.
How does it go? Sing it for me.
Sinners Jesus will receive, sound his word of grace to all, who the Heavenly Father lead, all who linger, all who fall.
You're right, I don't know it.
No, see? I'd have to teach people before I can die.
I suppose you could have a few practice runs.
Well, I've asked the church to have a couple of goes at it first.
Tell me a joke.
There's this man who is just newly converted, and he's a very wealthy man. And he says to his pastor, he said, oh, it's just wonderful, this new salvation. I'm just enjoying it immensely. Well, he'd hardly been a Christian for about 3 months, and the doctor diagnosed that he was suffering from something terminal. And he said to the pastor, he said, look, I'm going to die. He said, I want to take my goal with me. The pastor said, oh, no, you can't. God doesn't allow that. And he said, you ask him whether I can bring some goal with me. And he says, oh, all right, I'll ask him. So he asked him, and the next day the fella come to him and says, can I take some goal? He said, well, God said you can take one bag. That's all you can take, just one suitcase full. So he dies and he arrives at heaven, and Peter and John are at the gate meeting him, and they said, you can't take that bag in. We don't allow things from earth down here. He said, oh, yes. He said, I asked God, and God said I could bring one suitcase. And he says, oh, all right, you can take it in, but just have a look. Let's have a look at it. And it's filled with gold bars. So they close it up, and he takes it into heaven. And Peter turns to John after he's left, and he says, can you imagine anybody stupid enough to bring road base up here?
That's good. So when you meet Peter and John at the gates, what are you going to say?
Move aside, I want to see Jesus.
So what are you doing here holding me up?
Yes. No, I think I'll just want to worship and just be absorbed into who God is.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Pauline, earlier we were talking about knowing that your death is not that far away,
mm-hmm.
and looking at humour in that situation, how do you sort through things that you might not have done or regrets you might have? Or how do you deal with all of the past as you look to the future?
Right. Like making sure that I don't have any unforgiveness in my life sort of stuff.
Yeah, or all of that, or that you haven't been to Disneyland, you know.
Oh, no. I always wanted to go up to America to see the Grand Canyon. I used to ask the Lord, when I die, can you take me via the Grand Canyon so that I can have a look at it before I go up? And one day he said to me, what do you think you're going to? Nothing. It's better than any Grand Canyon. So I no longer desire that. I would have liked to have travelled around Australia, but my husband was not capable of doing that. And I thought, I can be like a lot of people and resent what I haven't done. And I don't want to live my life like that. I don't want to turn around and have regrets. Oh, I wish I had heard of. I wish I had of. And I've had that sort of idea in my life for a long time. I haven't always been like that, might I add. But I don't wish for anything.
And you talked about the fact that you have you've said everything you need to say.
Yes.
And you've always done it, that you don't have a sense of regrets and unfinished business. That's a really great thing. How did you learn to do that?
Well, I've not been a very nice person in the past. My young married life, I used to go to hotels, and I have this sense of humour, so I used to balance the glasses. And somebody said to me one day, oh, you were drunk last night, and I thought, my goodness, I'd hate to have that reputation. But from there on in, I said, I'm never going to drink when I go there, and I'm not going to do that. But there were other things in my life that I had done that I was not happy about, and I know God wasn't happy about. And for years, I used to have this burden about the years the locusts have eaten out of Isaiah. And I'd be praying to God and saying, I am so sorry for my past. I'm just absolutely devastated by it. And then one day he said, I've forgotten it of you. And I said, well, no, I haven't. You're going to have to help me to forget it. So he did that. And when Satan brings it up in my past, I have to say to him, look, that's done with. And so having done that for years, I no longer think about it because I know that God's forgiven me. If I believe what God says, then I believe that he's forgotten it. And so why am I carrying it around? All I'm doing is carrying a load of guilt and stopping my relationship with God. So I just learned every time that it popped up into my mind, I wouldn't play with it and I wouldn't think about it. And if I see something on TV that reminds me of my past, I just say, Father, forgive me for even watching that. and I have to get on with it, because if we live with regret, what are we living with? No hope. The women of hope.
We are indeed.
Yeah.
But you need to then, you've then taken the next step of also demonstrating that encouragement and forgiveness and love to your friends, your relatives, all of those around you.
Yes. I don't dislike anybody and I don't hate anybody. There are people sometimes that irk me, for want of a better expression, but I don't have any difficulty loving them. But that hasn't come overnight, by the way. I'm 69, would you mind? I hate the fact of 70. Oh, dear.
But you want to get there.
Oh.
I mean, what are your choices? You either get there or you don't, which at the moment, that's what you're faced with.
That's right, yes. Will I make my August birthday or not?
Wouldn't it be nice? You could have a big party.
Yes, I told them I didn't want a big party this time. I just want to be a nice family, because I had a 50th wedding anniversary, which was a wow. And we had a wake. It was a premature wake. I reckon God was gracious in allowing that. We had all the friends and family there, and it was just a great time where we renewed our vows and we had all the people that we love there.
You can now hear Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey on the net. The site is called Worldview Interactive, wvi.net.au, and it includes a number of previous programs. Pauline will be back shortly here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.